Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubettes against Rudder is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to your host, Dean Dillon, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
Well, good evening. Getting you set for high school basketball tonight on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Dean Erickson coming to you courtside at Brenham High School. Tonight's action between Brenham coming into this matchup at 16-15 on the season. We'll take on Rudder High School at a mark of 10-12 on the year. Running a little bit behind this evening due to the JV game nearing its conclusion. A minute 35 left in the JV girls matchup tonight. Rudder currently leads Brenham 46-39 in the JV game. Our varsity game will tip off immediately following the conclusion of JV hoops tonight. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in the world of the Cubettes over the last week or so. They snapped a four-game losing streak this past Friday, picking up a 33-29 victory on the road over A&M Consolidated, dropping A&M Consolidated to 1-8 in district play in the 21-5A district. The Cubettes knocking on the door of the playoffs, sitting at fifth in the district right now with a 4-5 record. They have Magnolia standing in their way of that final playoff spot. Rudder coming into this game expelled a lot of gas in the tank on Friday night in their bid to upset first place in the district, Magnolia West, this past Friday. West ended up winning that one 74-72 over Rudder and extending their losing streak to 3 games. The Cubettes won this first matchup between these two teams earlier this season when they met on December 15th in Bryan. The Cubettes won that one 51-44. Tonight is Youth Night at Brenham High School. Kids will get in free tonight and get a free hot dog at the concession stand. So another cool thing that they're doing tonight for these kids at Brenham High School Youth Night. They're going to let the kids stand on the court with the players for the national anthem and introductions of the starting lineups. Coming up on a bit of a later tip-off, we're expecting a 6:30 tip-off tonight. That'll most certainly be moved back a few minutes, given our JV game is with now 46 seconds left in that game. 48-39, Rudder leads Brenham in JV action currently. Other games of interest tonight, all tipping off here at 6:30 tonight. Lake Creek is at Magnolia West. That's a battle of the top two teams in District 21-5A. A&M Consolidated is on the road to Magnolia, and College Station is taking on Montgomery later tonight. We're going to take a quick break on our pregame show. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the matchup tonight. Some more sports coming your way later this week on KWHI. This is Cubette Basketball pregame on KWHI.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carol Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe & Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Pre-game continues on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Dean Erickson alongside you tonight for girls varsity high school basketball action between the Brenham Cubettes and Rudder High School tonight. Brenham on the season at 16-15 overall, 4-5 in district action. Rudder with an identical district record, 10-12 overall on the season. It is youth night tonight at Brenham High School, and the Cubettes trying to pick up their second consecutive win after snapping a four-game losing skid this past Friday when they knocked off A&M Consolidated in an absolute slugfest, 33-29, that game on Friday night. So, to set the scene for you in this one, the Cubettes still have a possibility to make their way into the playoffs. They're going to need some help from Magnolia or Montgomery. They're going to need, first and foremost, Magnolia's got to lose to A&M Consolidated tonight. That'll help Brenham's cause. That would give them an identical record should Brenham win tonight. Both teams would go to 5-5 on the season in District 21-5A. Coming up later this week on KWHI, tomorrow night, Doug Brown will have Blinn Buccaneer men's basketball for you as they take on Coastal Bend. We'll have a pregame beginning at 6:45 on KWHI. That game will be at the Cruzy Center in Brenham tomorrow night. The Cubs will be back in action against Lake Creek this Friday night for a 6:30 tip-off, 6:15 pregame here on KWHI. And finally, it is baseball season. You know, the weather may not feel very baseball-y at the moment, especially considering the amount of canoes I saw in the parking lot at Brenham High School on the way in here. But a lot of rain today, yesterday, and looking for more tomorrow. But we're going to try to play some baseball on Saturday as the Blinn Buccaneers will take on Temple. Doug Brown will have the game for you for a 1 o'clock first pitch here on KWHI. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have tip-off between Brenham and Rudder tonight in girls varsity high school basketball action. So stick around. We'll get our starting fives from both teams. We'll talk a little bit about what the Cubettes got to do to walk away with a dub tonight as the pregame show continues next in 2 minutes on KWHI.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7. Pregame continues as Brenham and Rudder fixing to do battle tonight on the hardwood. Girls varsity basketball action for you tonight. This Brenham Cubette team, they've been very on and off all season long, a very streaky bunch. They have long stretches where they play out of their minds. They can shoot it from deep. They take care of the basketball. Then they'll have a little bit of a lull. And we all know basketball, of course, a game of runs. But this Brenham Cubette squad looking for a little more consistency on that front tonight. Taking care of the ball, hitting open shots. And if they're able to do those two things, especially take care of the ball and limit their turnovers, they'll be able to walk away with another win over Rudder tonight. They won the first matchup back on December 15th between these two teams by a score of 51-44. That one in Bryan. Back on the home floor tonight for the Cubettes. They'll need a lights-out performance from their backcourt tonight. Hallie Scheel, Yasmin Gaines, a couple of key contributors for this Cubette bunch. Scheel running the point, taking care of the ball. Will have to be on top of her game tonight against Rudder. They've got a lot of quickness, does Rudder. Not a lot of height in that department. Definitely an advantage Cubettes in that regard. But Brenham tonight, definitely, if they can take care of the ball, hit open shots, and just play consistently, they'll have a good shot to get the win tonight and improve their record to 17-15 and help their bid for the playoffs, sitting in fifth place in the district, trying to get that final spot over Magnolia. Magnolia's in action tonight against A&M Consolidated. It'll be a tall order for A&M Consolidated to take off Magnolia tonight and help Brenham's cause for the playoffs, but if you're a Cubette fan, that's what you're hoping for tonight. Well, we're fixing to get things going here from Brenham High School. Starting lineups will be introduced very shortly, as well as the playing of our national anthem. And Youth Night at Brenham High School will be underway. The kids are getting in free tonight. We'll get the kids on the court for the national anthem. The starting lineups give them a little bit of taste of what it's like to walk out and feel the energy of the building before the game tips off here in just a few short minutes. We're going to keep it here for the playing of our national anthem. Thank you. getting ready to introduce starting lineups tonight. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, working a little bit behind schedule. The JV game went a couple of minutes long, so we'll be tipping off here very, very shortly. The starting five for the Cubettes, they will go with Yasmin Gaines, Hallie Scheel getting the start in the backcourt, along with Carmen McWilliams, the sophomore, anchoring things down low in the paint. Antiana Lang will be getting the call tonight to start, as well as Jade Powell starting tonight for the Brenham Cubettes. Coming into this one, again, Brenham 4-5 in district play. Identical record to their opponent, Rudder, tonight. Both teams on the outside looking in as far as playoffs are concerned. And trying to do what they can tonight to help help their cause to get into the postseason. Starting lineup for Rudder, they will go with Christiana Ellis, a junior at the two guard tonight. Getting a start with her is Tiana Smith, the sophomore point guard, standing at just 5'4". Alea Jones will get the start tonight, a 5'8 junior. Brandy Turner in the starting five as well. Turner will play as the third guard.
Number one, Ella Shield.
They are introducing some of the younger players tonight. Youth night here at Brenham High School. Recognizing some of the younger players on this Brenham Cubette team. Nice little crowd on hand tonight, as there usually is for these Cubette games Tuesday nights. A bit of a rainy night tonight, for sure. I guess that's the understatement of the century. As, honestly, a little bit worried that the truck is going to float away before this one is all said and done tonight. So, again, your starters for the Cubettes. They'll go with Gaines and Scheel. In the backcourt, you'll also have Powell in the starting five. And Antiana Lang getting the start, a 5'10 sophomore. As, what are they throwing? I think they got little plastic balls that they're throwing into the crowd. Looks like, yeah, little autographed, little like stress balls are chucking into the crowd, the Cubette players, as they got introduced to the fans here in attendance tonight. So a very interesting, fun introduction given to the Cubettes tonight as they get ready to do battle against Rudder tonight in 21-5A district action here from Brenham High School. Dean Erickson with you on the call tonight. The playoffs looming in the distance for these teams, an opportunity to control their own destiny, or do what they can to control their own destiny, to try to sneak their way into that fourth and final spot. Jumping it up in the center circle is going to be Alea Jones, the 5'8 junior center for Rudder. And she will tip it off against, looks like it'll be Powell jumping it up in the center circle. And we are ready to go. 8 minutes are up on the clock. The tip is controlled, violently controlled by the Cubettes. McWilliams is able to rip it out of the arms of Turner, and now it'll be Scheel handling it. Gets it to Gaines between the circles. The Cubettes working from left to right to start this game. Lang has it. Has it poked away momentarily. Able to reel it back in. Now McWilliams has it. McWilliams guarded up very closely by Maxey. Now Scheel's got it between the circles. Goes crossover. Guarded by Smith. Scheel with a right-hand dribble. Has it poked away out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cubettes. Very handsy on defense early here from Rudder. There's the Rangers coming out with a very aggressive man-to-man defense. Scheel controls it. She'll be guarded up by Maxey. Or excuse me, that's Smith. Gets a ball screen. Now they get it into the corner for Powell. Powell to McWilliams. McWilliams picks her dribble up. Playing a little two-man game in the short corner on the right side. Powell turns and fires it to Gaines. Gaines will take one dribble in, turns and gets it back out to Powell into the corner. McWilliams, her three wide open left side, got it! Carmen McWilliams buries a triple straight out of the gate. And 60 seconds into the ballgame, the Cubettes lead this one 3-0. Rudder down on the other end. Offensively now, they'll go with Ellis. She'll drive the baseline left, puts up a tough shot, takes a lot of contact. Doesn't get the roll, but will get two free throws. 3-0 after the McWilliams three-pointer to open this one for the Cubettes. A very, very well-timed three. Great way to set the tone as the first free throw attempt from Ellis falls short. Second one on the way. Got the second, so 3-1, Cubettes. Offensively now, we'll push it up ahead with McWilliams trying to break the pressure. Shield open for three, left wing, missed it long. Rebound controlled by Jones for the Rangers. And here comes Rutter the other direction, working left to right on your radio dial. They'll get it into the post and picked off by Powell. Jade Powell with a nice hand in the passing lane to deflect it right into the outstretched arms of McWilliams. And McWilliams has trouble handling it at half court, gets it ahead to Shield. And the Cubettes will have it with 6:25 to go in the first quarter, leading 3-1. Shield fakes left, goes right with it, down into the corner, hands it off to Gaines. She'll come with the left-hand dribble around the wing. Back between the circles, gets a ball screen from Lang. We'll hand it off over to McWilliams. She'll dribble penetrate, kick it to the right corner for Shield. She's got the right-hand dribble, has it poked away and out of bounds off of Rutter, and it will stay with the Cubettes. 3-1 early in the first quarter, 6:07 to go in the first frame to be exact. Shield gets the inbound and will take it back across half court. Works it over to the right side wing, gets a ball screen from Powell. A light screen, throws it over the top on a skip pass to Gaines, left side. She'll come back with a right-hand dribble through traffic, has it ripped away. Jump ball is the call, and it will go to Rutter. Either way, it was going to be a turnover as Ellis was able to just rip it right out of the hands of Gaines. 5:53 left first quarter. Here come the Rangers the other way. It'll be Turner. Smith, rather, walks it across half court, gets it over to a wide open Ellis for three, missed it wide left off the side of the iron, and the rebound controlled by McWilliams. She'll toss it up ahead to Shield, spins it half court, gets away from the defender. Shield will try to take it all the way, nearly has it poked away. Will stay with the Cubettes. Did have it kind of poked away from behind off the fingertips of a Ranger. 5:29 left first quarter, 3-1 your score. Shield gets the inbound in the left corner, looking for Gaines at the top of the key. Gaines surveys the offense, dumps it inside. Nice pass to McWilliams. She turns and fires it in off glass. Cut through the right, the left half of the lane, caught the ball, and went up over her right shoulder, kissed it in off the glass nicely. McWilliams has all five for the Cubettes, and it's 5-1 early. 5:11 left in the first quarter. 4-point lead for the Cubettes. Three ball right wing off glass, missed it long. Rebound controlled by Ellis, offensively for Rutter. And Shields able to rip it away. Here comes Allie Shield the other way, up ahead quickly for Gaines. She'll take it one-on-one, has it swatted away underneath, and the ball out of bounds off Brenham. Oh, what a block that was in transition. Not giving up on the play. That was Ellis that got in there and skied her way in to swat that away. 5-1 with 4:50 to go first quarter. Cubettes on the defensive side now. New sub in the game is Allen for Rutter. And there's Gaines with an interception. Gaines forces the turnover and has it ripped away out of her hands by Maxie, who drives it all the way in and lays it off glass with the left hand. 5-3 now your score. 4:30 to go first quarter. Cubettes with the lead. McWilliams with the ball, controlling it across half court, working from left to right. Goes with the spin move around the right side with a right-hand dribble. Spins back to the left. Now knifes her way into the middle of the lane. Tip pass out to the right side wing for Powell. She drives baseline, a foul on the ground. As Jade Powell was taking it to the rack. That'll be the second team foul on Rutter. First one of the contest on Allen. Janasia Allen, the freshman point guard in there for Rutter. They get it to Gaines, and she lobs it in over the top. And a foul is called as Powell was pushed in the back as Gaines tried to enter it in on the post on the right block. .413 left here in the first quarter. 5-3. Brenham with the lead still. McWilliams will inbound it for the Cubettes underneath. Finds a wide open Gaines cutting to the hole, and Yasmin Gaines lays it up and in for a deuce. 7-3 now off the McWilliams assist on the inbound pass. 4-point lead for the Cubettes. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's a deep three from Allen. That one missed long off the backboard right into the hands of Shield, and Hallie Shield will push it across half court now. Finds McWilliams just to the right of center circle. McWilliams with a right-hand dribble around the top of the key. Hands it off to Gaines. Comes back with a left hand to the free throw line to Shield. Shield knife it all the way inside. Puts up an off-balance shot. And they're going to get a foul on the ground on a push. So Shield able to draw the contact. Won't get the free throws. But that will mark up the third team foul on the Rangers. Into the game is Mathis. She'll throw it in for the Cubettes on the baseline. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Finds Shield way out top. Lobs it up over the top to her. Shield finds Mathis. She'll dial up a long ball. That three is true. Janiyah Mathis with a deep ball. 10-3. Timeout on the floor. The Rudder Rangers need to talk about it. And the Brenham home fans will let you hear about it. 7-point lead for the Cubettes with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is high school basketball on KWHI.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Back underway here from Brenham High School. Out of the timeout, 10-3 your score. As the Rudder Rangers come out of the timeout with Allen controlling it. And the shot off the mark. Shield able to pull down the rebound. Tries to throw up a quick shot in transition. Has it blocked away. Now the rebound falls into the hands, or the block falls into the hands of Allen the other way now. Shield D's her up at half court. And Allen will slow things down. Just to the left of center circle. Goes with a right-hand dribble one-on-one against Gaines. Shield pokes it away. Allie Shield with a hand in the passing lane. That should be off Rudder, it looks like, and it will be. It's Cubette basketball. Great hustle play from Hallie Shield, able to knock that thing away. Apologies for the brief delay in getting out of the timeout. Had to make a quick repair to my setup here. Shield will control it. Now goes with a left-hand dribble. Ooh, a nifty scoop shot up under, a little up and under scoop shot action from Shield. Missed it short. Ball falls out of bounds. It will go the way of Rudder. 10-3 still your score. 2:39 left first quarter. And here come the Rangers the other direction. Bringing it across half court is Diana Smith, a sophomore at 5'4", the point guard. She'll dump it into the block left side. Power move from Ellis. She tried to force up a shot and said thinks better of it and kicks it out, and the pass is intercepted by Gaines. Gaines over to Shield now as Brenham tries to push tempo. Shield will probably wisely back it down here as she's D'd up tightly near half court. Gets a ball screen. Nice ball screen from Hancock. Shield drives, dishes to the right wing. Now into the hands of Powell. Lang has it. And they're going to get Lang with a travel. Kind of a bang-bang call there. A little bit of contact, but drug the pivot foot ever so slightly. 2:02 left here in the first quarter. 10-3 the score. Cubettes with a commanding 7-point lead. Early in this one, Smith has it. Now picked off again. Another turnover as Mathis is able to get her hands in there. Mathis tosses it over to Shield. Shield will dump it inside for Hancock. She turns and surveys. Goes up with a right hand. No, kicks it out. Here's a three ball right side wing from Lang. That's off the front of the iron and short right into the hands of Ellis. And now bringing it across will be Smith. Smith racing down the floor. Gets to the free throw line. Turns and fires it back out to the three-point arc on the right side. Here's a shot fake and a dribble drive. Air ball on the shot. No. And it will fall out of bounds. Back over to Brenham. 1:25 left first quarter. 10-3 still the score. So your points on the floor for the Cubettes right now, three of them belong to Mathis, two of them to Gaines. The other five belong to McWilliams, who's catching a breather here in the final minutes of the first quarter. Hancock with it, and that's going to be a travel as she kind of lost control of it on the way up. Sort of dangled it up in the air and gets called for the carry. 10-3, still your score. 1:05 left here in the first quarter. The Rangers on the offensive end now with Callaway in the corner. She'll throw up a wild shot off glass. Ellis somehow comes down with the offensive rebound. Tries to put it back up and in. Gets hacked and will get two. Just under a minute left. Still a 7-point lead for the Cubettes. And that will send Christiana Ellis, the junior, to the foul line. Ellis, a big, strong kid down there, causing a lot of havoc in the paint. Misfired on the first one. Still 10-3. Second free throw is true. 10-4 with 55 seconds left, first quarter. Lang will bring it across half court. Picks up her dribble just to the right of center court. Tries to throw it ahead to McWilliams, and it's picked off by Hill. Hill will throw it ahead to Ellis. Ellis stops, jump stop, puts up the shot off glass. Missed two layups in a row right at the rack. Another offensive rebound for Rutter. Another offensive rebound. This time it's poked out into the hands of Hancock. Three blown layups for Rutter, and Brennan finally steals the possession. And that's going to be a foul on Rutter, as that was Kimora Maxey who came crashing in from behind, trying to pick that off out of the hands of McWilliams, and took her to the deck. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Shields got it. 6-point lead, 10-4 ball game. Cubettes out front. Shield will walk it over to the right wing. Now stops, picks her dribble up, gets it over to Lang. Lang surveys the defense, fakes right, goes left, takes one dribble, picks it up, and is kicked in a tie-up. They don't call the... It'll be a tie-up, so the possession arrow points to Brenham. It will stay on this end. 18.9 left here in the first quarter. 10-4 your score. Cubettes with the lead. Mathis will throw it in on the baseline. Gets it to Shield left corner. Turns back to the top of the key. Tries to throw it over to Hancock. Nearly away. Mathis comes away with it. Now into the corner. McWilliams, three ball. Missed that one long, and the rebound falls out of bounds off Rutter. It will stay with the Cubettes with 6.5 seconds left in the first quarter. McWilliams was open in the corner from where nearly the identical spot where she buried the first points of the game. Here's Shield on the inbound. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Shield's going to have to put it up from NBA range. That one's off the iron, and it falls short. At the end of one, your score 10-4. Brenham leads Rutter at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back with the second in 60 seconds.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Leads Rutter 10-4 at the start of the second quarter on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. It'll be Rutter basketball to start play here in the second frame into the hands of Maxey on the left wing. She fires it around to Mitchell. Mitchell drives, throws up an air ball. Rutter saying it was tipped. I don't, even Rutter says, I don't think they touched it, but it'll stay with the Rangers. Quick inbound to Mitchell, try to catch him sleeping. Shot fake at the three-point line and a dribble drive for Callaway. She's able to draw the foul. And we'll see who they get that foul on. It looks like Whitley will check into the ball game for the Cubettes here at the next after this free throw. That's the second foul on Hancock. And she'll have a seat. Janiyah Whitley, 5'10 junior, will come into the game now. 10-4, still your score with 7:41 to go in the half. Second free throw is in for Callaway. And the Cubettes will get their first offensive possession of the second quarter with McWilliams looking for somewhere to go. Is able to find Lang with it. Lang at the three-point line. Dumps it over to Gaines. Gaines with a near travel. Gets the ball on the deck. Able to find it inside for Lang. Nice pass inside and a vicious rejection that time by Maxie. That's her second one of the night. Kimora Maxie just has no regard for human life or shots. It will stay with the Cubettes. Gaines on the inbound to McWilliams at the three-point line left corner. McWilliams goes back to the right with it. Dumps it inside for Lang. Nice drop step and a nifty post move, but misses the layup. And the rebound right into the hands of the Rangers. Here comes Smith with it the other direction. 7-11 left, second quarter. Smith dumps it inside for Maxie. She'll turn and fire. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound is pulled down. And that shot attempt is short by Ellis. And now it's into the hands of Scheel. 60 seconds into this second quarter. The Rangers got the only 2 points of this quarter so far, cutting the lead in half, 10-5. Shields got it, dancing around the right side wing, gets a nice ball screen from Whitley, picks her dribble up, skip pass, long skip pass into the far corner for McWilliams. She'll cut it back into the lane, dribbles and drives inside, throws up a wild shot, missed it short off the iron. And the rebound controlled by Rudder, nearly lost in the backcourt as Shield was wreaking havoc back there, trying to get a cheap steal. Rudder able to get it up ahead. Now Shields got the steal as the pass intended for Mitchell on the post entry. Shields was able to sneak in from behind and steal it away. 6:18 left, second quarter, 10-5 the score. Shield, top of the key, goes left-hand dribble to the left elbow extended, dumps it over to McWilliams left side. She'll dribble it back towards the middle, kicks it over to the right wing on the outside for Gaines, and she takes one dribble towards the middle of the key, gets fouled. That'll be the second team foul on Rudder. First of the game on Ellis. McWilliams will throw it in from the near sideline. Gets it to Shields. 6:06 to go, second quarter. 10-5 the score. Gaines dials up a three left wing. Missed that one. Rebound controlled by Rudder. That was Callaway on the rebound. She gets it up ahead quickly to Mitchell. Mitchell goes coast to coast and lays it up and in for a deuce. One possession game. 10-7 your score. Cubettes with the lead. McWilliams will handle it. Working from left to right. Gets it across the timeline. Tries to take it all the way inside. Puts up a wild shot. Has it swatted away once again by Maxie. The eraser inside for Rudder. And that's going to should be a travel. It's not. It's going to be a tie-up as that looked like Mitchell fell down as she was trying to bring it across half court. Slid a good deal with it. And then Gaines was able to tie her up. So that'll switch the arrow back over to the way of Brenham after Rudder hangs on to the possession this time around. Now we got a stoppage on the floor. So, okay, they got the possession arrow incorrect. Rudder started the quarter with the basketball. And so the possession arrow never flipped back over to the Cubettes. So the Cubettes do come away with the turnover. 5:30 to go in the first half. 10-7 still the score. Shields got it. Throws it up ahead to Gaines. Lazy pass almost. It gets batted out of bounds. And now the officials are having a discussion of sorts. I don't even know what they're talking about. Like, man, we should get some tacos after this. You going to get tacos? Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll give it back over to them. So now they're going to switch and give the ball back to Rudder. I mean, if you're going to do that, then reset the game clock, put 4 seconds back on so that the last 4 seconds didn't happen. We can just move on and pretend it didn't happen. And then maybe pay better attention to the possession arrow. They don't even know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I know it's okay, now it's pointing back to Rudder. For those of you that might not know what I'm talking about, there is a little indicator at the scorer's table that has an arrow pointing either direction anytime that there is a jump ball, which I can help you fix this issue in high school. Just make them jump it up. Anytime there's a tie-up, send them to the center circle and jump it up. I don't know why we got to have a light to tell you who gets the ball. It's dumb. All right, we're finally playing basketball again. Here's Lang on a drive. Gets it to Jade Powell, and Powell's able to connect on a nifty layup. 12-7. Back to a five-point lead for the Cubettes. Here's a shot from the left corner for three from Callaway. Missed everything. Rebound fought for underneath. Out of bounds off the fingertips of Mitchell, and it will stay or go back to the Cubettes. Shiel will bring it across half court. 4:54 to go second quarter. 12-7 the score. Shiel brings it over to the near side just across half court. Gets it to Powell. Powell back to Shiel. Elbow jumper from the left elbow by Shiel is short. Powell, the rebound, is able to get it over to Lang. She turns and fires from about 6 feet out. Missed it short. Rebound by Shiel. Now out to Gaines and stolen away by Hill. And now Hill will race it across. Stolen by Shiel. And Shiel is fouled right at half court as she was on her way for an easy layup. The Rangers said, nope, I'm not going to let you run that one out. Just grab her at half court, make them throw it in. So Shiel will run the offense just to the right of half court, working left to right. Dribble weave, handoff over to Gaines. Gaines has it with a right-hand dribble on the right wing. Dumps it over for Mathis. She'll drive hard on the right side, misses the shot long, gets the rebound, and the offensive rebound is in by Lang on the putback. A great job by Lang, able to stay patient and track down the basketball off the missed shot. Puts it up and in for two with a chance for an extra. 14-7. Brenham leads Rudder. 4:03 left in the first half. Lang at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And she missed it wide right. Rebound controlled by the Rangers. Maxie's got it. Now up ahead quickly in the hands of Hill. Hill guarded up by Shiel. Shiel nearly picks her pocket. Does pick the pocket, but a foul was called. Got a little bit of wrist on it. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Still 14-7. Cubettes with the lead. It'll be Maxie to throw it in. Lobs it over the top to Hill. Hill on the right wing with that the old Rip Hamilton face mask on tonight. Here's an entry pass on the left block for Jones. She turns and fires. It goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with Rudder. Looked like Jones had that shot blocked. It might have been right off the fingertips of Lang. Right as I looked up, that ball was sailing out of bounds. Here's Shiel almost picking the pocket again of Hill. Now Allen's got it. Back to Hill. Hill with a one-handed pass picked off by Mathis, but it went right through her hands, and it will stay with Rudder. Great active defense by Janiyah Mathis. Great job of discipline, knowing your spot in the zone and kind of shading that skip pass a little bit. You're three passes away. If they throw that skip over the top, Mathis is doing a great job of kind of reading that long pass and getting a hand up. Here's a drive and another block inside. Another big block by Powell. They're going to get it over to Allen at the top of the key. Allen goes with a left hand. Allen stops and swatted away again. That one was Powell with the big block. Oh, and they're going to call it. Look, bro, I'm at least 50 feet away, and that was ball, my guy. But a foul on the, and so if they're going to call the foul, it ought to be free throws, but they called it on the ground. So here we go. Stays with Rudder. Here's an inbounds pass from Maxie. She'll leave it off for Allen. Allen into the hands of Hill on the left wing. Back over to the right side, into the hands of Turner. Turner's leaves it off for Maxie. Maxie to Allen. Allen goes inside, poked away and stolen by Hancock. Here's Shiel the other way now. 2:54 to go in the quarter. 14-7. Cubettes with the lead. Shiel, spin move right, spin move left, and goes out of bounds with it. Great perimeter defense by Rudder. I'll give Rudder credit. They've got a couple of girls on this team that can really guard you one-on-one with the ball. Their on-ball defense is tremendous. Very quick hands, not giving you a lot of space. They move their feet well. They get to the spot and make it awful hard to make something happen one-on-one, which is what this Brenham backcourt likes to try to do. Jones has it at the top of the key. Rifles a pass over to Allen, left side wing, guarded up by Mathis. She'll dump it over to Maxie. She turns and fires up a shot with the left hand. Missed it off the backboard and into the hands of Scheel. Scheel will throw it up now for Gaines. 2:17 left first half, still 14-7. Mathis, quick shot on the curl. It falls out of bounds, nearly out of bounds, saved by Scheel. Oh, I didn't think she was going to get to that, but Hallie Scheel with an amazing hustle play saved it into Hancock. Her shot was short. Rebound by Rudder the other direction. They miss a layup. Now Ellis has it. She misses another layup, gets her own miss, throws up a wild shot, misses that one, and the Cubettes secure the rebound. Ellis is down. It looks like she's hurt. They'll throw it up ahead for Powell, who steps on the end line. It'll go back to Rudder, and we do have an injured Ranger on the floor. Christiana Ellis hit the deck hard on that last trip down the floor offensively for Rudder, and she is not feeling good. Looked like she might have turned an ankle. She's going to try to walk it off. A sub. Will she take the sub? They've got Smith standing at the scorer's table, and yeah, looks like Ellis will come out of the game. Might have turned an ankle down there going up for that last shot. That's a big, big loss for Rudder, though, as Ellis has only scored 2 points tonight, but is hard to handle inside. Very strong, commands a lot of space down there, moves bodies like it's nothing. They throw it into Jones. Jones tries to bully her way inside. She gets rejected. Pass goes, or the shot blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Rudder. It will go to the Brenham Cubettes. Mathis will throw it into Gaines. Gaines has it into the hands of Scheel. 90 seconds left, first half, 14-7. Scheel tries to take it all the way inside. Dumps it off for Hancock, short corner left side, right through her hands. Mathis able to save it. Now back to Scheel. Scheel's trapped up. She'll dribble out of the trap. Has it poked away out of bounds. It will stay with the Cubettes. .116 left in the first half. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. 30-second timeout, and we'll be back to settle the first half. Cubettes lead Rudder 14-7. This is high school basketball on KWHI.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
14-7 your score, just a few seconds away from halftime here at Brenham High School. The Cubettes lead Rudder with 1:16 to go in the first half. Been a good one so far. Brenham raced out to a quick 7-0 lead, and Rudder was able to come back, cut it down to 4. And it was 10-7. That's as close as Rudder's been. The Cubettes slowly and methodically stacking onto their lead as Scheel has it on the inbound, goes to the right side, and pass is picked off by Maxie, one of the best defenders on the floor is Kimora Maxie for Rudder tonight. She'll throw it into the left corner, into the hands of Allen. She'll dribble inside, poked away by Gaines, ripped out of her arms, and Yasmin Gaines draws the foul at half court. She would not be denied, ripped that ball away, and had to deal with a mugging 64 feet away from the basket, but was able to come away with the ball. Draw the foul. That's the second one of the night on Tiana Smith. So she'll have a seat. Also, Powell's going to get a rest, it looks like. Lang is out there along with Hancock, Scheel, McWilliams back into the ball game for the Cubettes. Into the corner, Gaines open for three on the right side in the corner. Missed it short, but the offensive rebound by Lang to McWilliams. She shot fake, drives inside, leaves it off for Hancock, who's missed the shot underneath. A nice dump off from McWilliams to a wide open Hancock, and shoot. put the shot up, kind of got pushed in the back, pushed her underneath the backboard, was able to corral her own miss, got fouled, and will get two free throws. So Jalayla Hancock, the 5'10 junior, will step up to the foul line with her team leading by seven with 36 seconds left in the first half. Missed the first free throw off the heel. Substitution coming in for Rudder. Taeja Chambers will check into the game, standing at 5 feet even. At the foul line is Hancock. She'll put up her second shot. Missed that one, but an offensive rebound on the free throw by Hallie Scheele, who got shoved to the deck. No call. 31 seconds left in the first half. 14-7 the score. Into the hands of Chambers. And they're going to call a foul on a three-point attempt as Brandy Turner. Let's see who they get the foul. They're going to call McWilliams on the foul. Her first of the night. Turner just kind of felt a little bit of body contact from McWilliams and just kind of chucked one up. Kind of Curry style. Hits the first free throw. Surprised you don't see more of that. Second free throw is in. Kind of looks automatic at the line for this one. Brandy Turner trying to pick up her third point of the night from the foul line. Hasn't missed yet. And gets them all. So a big time, in essence, three-pointer for Rudder. Cuts the lead to four. 20 seconds left in the half. Gaines has it. Trapped up at half court. Gets it to Hancock. Hancock fakes right. Goes left. Dumps it inside for Lang. She turns and fires. Has it stripped away off the hands of Rudder. It will stay with the Cubettes as Lang had it poked away. McWilliams on the baseline to throw it in. 11 seconds left in the half. Gets it to Scheele cutting inside. Scheele dumps it off for Lang. Lang has it go between her legs. Able to pick it back up. Puts up a shot. They're going to call it for a double dribble. And it'll be a turnover. 4.7 seconds left in the first half. 14-10. And they'll throw it in here. This is Turner. Turner will line up a long three ball at the horn. Missed everything. And your halftime score, 14-10, as the Cubettes take the four-point lead into the locker room. We'll be back with halftime tonight in just 2 minutes here on KWHI.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at Casa for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Team 10 in your halftime score. KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. Chris, your leading scorer, Carmen McWilliams, leads all scorers at the break with 5 of the 14 points for the Cubettes. Leading the way for Rudder with 3 of their 10 points is Brandy Turner. All 3 of those points coming late in the first half from the foul line. It is youth night here at Brenham High School. They've got some kids out at half court, maybe about to do a little shooting competition. The kids got free hot dogs tonight, free admission, and got to stand out on the court during the national anthem and starting lineups tonight. Well, what's that? What's at stake tonight for both of these teams? Both have identical district records, 4-5 on the season. Brenham overall still above 500 at 16-15, coming off a big win Friday night. Looking to keep that momentum going and stack another win and try to help their cause to get into that last spot for playoffs. 14-10, your halftime score. We're going to take a break. Look at some other scores around college basketball. See some other games coming up later this week on KWHI as well. We'll be back here in 2 minutes for more halftime on KWHI. Your halftime score, 14-10, Brenham over Rudder.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
14-10, your halftime score here from Brenham High School as the Cubettes lead Rudder by 4 at the break. Some scores in college basketball tonight on this Tuesday night. Some great games going on around men's college basketball tonight. Texas and Oklahoma doing battle on ESPN. That one just underway in the second half. And Texas leading number 11 Oklahoma 47-42. Bit of a rough week and a half or so for the Longhorns men's basketball team, with kind of getting the business on social media a little bit, dropping a couple of games that they probably shouldn't have, but looking to right the ship by knocking off a top 25 Sooners team tonight. That one's over on ESPN. And the ACC, Duke leads Louisville by 5. That one's got about 15 minutes left in the second half. In the Big Ten, The Badgers, Wisconsin, trying to keep their season pointed in the right direction. They lead, or a trail now as it updates, 46-45, and a tight one with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Ohio State in Nebraska tonight, 49-43, just underway in the second half. The Cornhuskers lead that one. Not a lot of other games going on outside of that Texas-Oklahoma one tonight that is a really, really big one. The Big East has a couple of great games going on later tonight. Houston and BYU will do battle tonight at 8 o'clock. Still waiting for that one. TCU and Oklahoma State play later tonight. And the Aggies are taking on Missouri. That's at 8 o'clock this evening as well. So the early games got some good ones going on across the land. 14-10, our score here from Brenham High School tonight. As the Cubettes lead Rudder at the break. It was a pretty good start to the game by Carmen McWilliams. She got off to a hot start, scoring 5 quick points in the first quarter to put her team up 5-0 and then 5-1. Rudder has not been closer than 3 since this game was 3-0. So a great effort so far by the Cubettes. We'll see if they can close it out next. We'll settle this one from Brenham High School coming up with second half action right after this 2-minute break on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And second half action underway from Brenham High School. Rudder will get the ball out of the break with Brandy Turner on the right wing to the top of the key now. Go back over to Turner. She'll lob it inside to Maxie. Now to Jones. Back to Turner. She'll launch up a deep three. Tried to put that one in off the window. Missed it wide right. And Jones pulls down the rebound. She turns and fires up a shot. Missed everything. And the rebound controlled by Shield. Here comes Hallie with it across half court. Working from left to, or from right to left now. McWilliams back to Shield. Nice touchback pass to Shield, who buries a triple. Well, the Cubettes start the second half just the way they started the game with a three-pointer. This time, the damage was done by Hallie Scheel, 17-10. 7:18 left in the third quarter. Turner with it, guarded up by Gaines. They'll throw it into the corner on the right side, into the hands of Smith. She drives baseline, lobs it over to Maxie, swatted away into the hands of Gaines. Here comes Scheel with it, pushing tempo. Scheel puts up the shot, swatted away. A lot of block shots in this one tonight. That one swatted away by Turner. I think everybody's getting their shot blocked tonight. I got my shot blocked walking in here, and I ain't even playing. And I'm like almost 7 feet tall. They're out here blocking my shot. It's happening. I witnessed it. 17-10 with 6:59 left in the third quarter. Allie Scheel got the scoring going in this second half for the Cubettes, burying a triple from the left wing. And the Rangers will take it off the inbound. 17-10 as here's Smith with it. She'll get it over to Allen, who launches up a wild three. Missed everything into the hands of Lang on the rebound. Lang pushes it ahead for Scheel. Scheel goes, tries to dump it off to the right block for Powell, but it was intercepted. Here comes Smith with it now, pushing tempo the other way. Maxie puts up a wild shot. Lang the rebound. Has it ripped out of her hands. Another shot by Maxie. Missed that one. Lang the rebound. Now McWilliams has it. And Gaines is able to clear it ahead for Scheel. Scheel will bring it across the timeline. Pushing tempo again. Kicks it into the short corner right side for Powell. She'll leave it off for McWilliams. And Scheel, or rather McWilliams, draws the foul. Still 17-10 with 6:14 left in the third quarter. So Brenham will keep possession. McWilliams will throw it in, gets it to Scheel. Fakes left, goes right, leaves it off for Scheel in the corner. Now to Powell. Powell turns to the free throw line, puts up a little bit of a hook shot. Lang, the offensive rebound, and one. Antiana Lang with a great effort on the offensive glass. Rips down the board, goes up strong, and finishes at the hole. And she's got an opportunity with the bonus free throw to stretch this to a 10-point lead for the first time tonight for the Cubettes. This game tonight, what you would call, for lack of a better term, a defensive struggle. 20 points on the board for the Cubettes with 6 minutes left in the third quarter, but they lead it 20-10. This looks like an old-fashioned Big Ten West football game out here. A lot of contact, a lot of bodies flying around as Jones on the entry pass tried to clear out all the space. They're going to call a foul on the Cubettes on the ground. That is going to be the third foul on Jade Powell. That's going to bring Hancock back in at the next dead ball. Jones turns and fires inside. Nice entry pass to Jones, but she's misfires on the shot. McWilliams secures the rebound, is trapped 90 feet away from the her basket. Has it poked out of bounds by Maxie. And it will go back to the Cubettes. A little bit of token pressure here from Rutter as Powell has it quickly up ahead for Gaines. Gaines streaking by the defense, lays it up and in for two. And the Cubettes lead it by a dozen, 5:30 to go, third quarter. Smith with it now. Over to Maxie. Inside for Jones. Swatted away and into the hands of McWilliams. She'll push it up ahead for Gaines. Trying to step on the throat of the Cubettes. Here comes Gaines. Puts up a wild layup. Missed it. But Powell is there again for another offensive rebound. That was Lang with it. Antiana Lang with another offensive rebound. Big time bucket. Just bullying inside. 14-point lead for the Cubettes. Give her seven on the night, trying to make it eight from the foul line. Timeout on the floor ahead of the free throw. We'll take it with them. And we'll see if it's just a 30. It is just a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. But 24-10, what a great start to this third quarter for the Cubettes. They come racing out of the locker room and put up 14 points, or stretch a 14-point lead on Rutter. This thing was 14-10 at halftime. And we're just underway in the third quarter, and Brenham is thinking about putting this thing away. And when you got 10 points on the board this late in the contest, or I guess this juncture here in the third quarter, about 3 minutes into this third quarter, you got to applaud the defensive effort by the Cubettes. It's not like Rutter is out here just blowing open layups by any means. They're getting looks, but they're tough shots. Brenham's doing a great job defensively of getting a hand up, contesting the shots that they are able to attempt. Here's Lang with the bonus free throw. 24-10 your score. Lang at the line. And give her back-to-back old school three-point plays. Antiana Lang, 25-10. 15-point lead here for the Cubettes. Smith will bring it across half court. Throws it up ahead for Jones. Smith now in the corner. Fakes left. Goes right back into the teeth of the defense. And Lang is able to rip it away on the air ball. Shields got it. Boy, Lang is playing out of her mind tonight. Now Shields got it just to the left of half court. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 15-point lead. Gets into the corner for McWilliams. McWilliams sees an alley. Drives it all the way in. Missed the shot. Tried to lay it in off the glass. Missed it wide right. And the rebound controlled by Rutter. Now Smith has it across half court, working from left to right. They'll push it up ahead from Maxie. She drives hard, dumps it back out to the top of the key. Nice drive and Euro step in traffic by Turner. Misses the shot. And Hancock rips down the rebound. Gets thrown on the deck, and they call a jump ball. But the possession arrow does point to the Cubettes. 4:28 left, third quarter, 25-10. Cubettes with all the momentum in this third quarter. You want to see them step on the gas and put this thing away. And just as I say that, Cubettes turn it over. 4:20 left in the third quarter. 15-point advantage for the Cubettes. Last thing you want to do here for Brenham is set the cruise control. You want to stay up. Step on their throats. Turner misses a three. That one's swatted away as Mitchell tried to put up a shot. Lang said, I don't think so. Well, they'd be making Dikembe Mutombo proud at Brenham High School tonight. Everybody's getting their shot blocked. Lang with the rebound. That was Mitchell on the miss. And Scheel had it nearly poked away by Smith, but is able to come away with it. 3:55 left, third quarter. Brenham pushing ahead the other direction. Lang, entry pass, right side block, turns, fires it out. Hancock, 16-foot jumper on the way, got it. Off the assist from Lang, Hancock buries the 16-footer. 27-10, 3:42 to go, third quarter. Cubettes extend their lead to 17. Shot fake on the right wing for Mitchell. Tries to drive baseline with it. Throws up a wild shot. Missed everything, but draws the foul. ...27-10 with 3:32 left in the third quarter. As Rutter will throw it in on the baseline into the hands of Allen. She'll bring it back around to the top of the key, guarded up by Gaines. Allen dumps it over to Mitchell. Has it poked away by Scheel, and Scheel has it stripped away. Now Gaines is able to get it. So Gaines, after Scheel had the quick hands to poke it away, she got tackled at the three-point line on Rutter's side of the floor and is able to poke it ahead to Gaines and secures the possession for the Cubettes. Whitley's out there, and we're going to have a travel. As Whitley got a little bit of happy feet. 27-10. You'll have that on these big jobs. Oh, and there's Gaines stealing the inbound pass. And Yasmin Gaines goes up strong as Janasia Allen tried to climb over the top of her shoulders to block that shot. That looked painful. We got a couple of gals out there they can't be much higher than 5 feet, either one of them. Out there trying to play above the rim. They were up in the air. Very athletic for their size, and they came crashing down to the deck hard. They're both okay, but Gaines will shoot the free throws here. It looks like one of the kids was on the bench. For the Cubettes, one of the kids that came down from the stands and was sitting on the bench, and they just now noticed it, like, hey, you can't be down here. Yeah, get up there. You didn't pay for a courtside seat. Actually, the kids didn't pay anything to get in here tonight. Gaines missed the first free throw, missed the second. Trying to battle for the rebound underneath. Maxie's able to come away with it, and Rutter will take care of the possession. 17-point lead for the Cubettes. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Top of the key for Maxie. No-look pass inside for Mitchell, and Paris Mitchell is able to get on the board with her third and fourth points of the night to cut the lead 27-12. Her shot from 5 feet out off glass goes home. Gaines tries to answer on the other end with a short corner jumper, a bit of an off-balance shot from the right side. Missed it long. Rudder controls the rebound, pushes it up ahead quickly, but Mathis is there to take it away. And another possession stolen away by the Cubettes is Mathis with the quick hands. And here's, oh, what a shot that was. Hallie Shield just hit the wildest shot I've seen in a girls' basketball game in a long time. Shield was falling away out of bounds on the right side, probably about 6 or 7 feet away from the cup, and falling to the deck, was able to throw up a circus shot and get the roll. We have a timeout on the floor, 29-12 off the Shield deuce. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Cubettes lead it by 17.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Colcourse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
2:12 left in the third quarter. KWHI and 1280 FM 101.7. Dean Erickson alongside you for this one tonight between Brenham and Rudder. The Cubettes with a commanding 17-point lead here as the seconds tick away in the third. Cubettes trying to pick up their 17th win on the season and move into sole possession of fifth place in district play. Now under 2 minutes to go as Rudder controls it into the hands of Mitchell. She'll drive it in, throw up a wild shot, miss it off glass. Rebound offensively controlled by Rudder. Now out to Chambers. Chambers skip past right side wing for Allen. Allen back to Mitchell. Mitchell has it poked away in the lane. Mitchell still somehow comes away with it. Throws up a wild shot and gets the roll and the foul. Paris Mitchell will get the bonus free throw. .141 left third quarter. Brenham 29, Rudder 14. Paris Mitchell at the line looking to connect on the bonus, and she's able to. Give her 7 points on the night. Shields got it now, working across half court for the Cubettes. 29-15. Cubettes in control of this one with the momentum on their side. Trying to keep it that way, and a turnover is... Looked like Whitley wasn't quite in position for that pass. Shield threw it a bit wide to the left and falls out of bounds. 90 seconds left in the third quarter, 29-15. The Cubettes with the lead off the turnover. Rudder will control it into the hands of Allen. She throws it to the right side wing for Callaway, who drives in hard, draws contact. And that'll send Callaway to the line for two with 1:21 left in the third. .29-15. First free throw off the mark for Callaway. 1:21 left in the ball or in the third quarter. Got a bit of a late start tonight. JV game ran long, so glad you're sticking with us here tonight on KWHI. Second free throw out there. Cubettes still in control of this one. 29-15. Gaines has it. She'll walk it across half court. Working from right to left to Mathis. It's now to Shield. The Cubettes are going to hang on to this ball, play a little keep away. They don't need to score. There's no shot clock. Let this time tick off the clock. Get showered and get home in time to watch the 8 o'clock games. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. A little keep away action going on just to the left of half court. They get it to Lang, now to Shield. Short corner, Powell right side. Powell will drive to the baseline. Still not really looking to get a shot now. Powell cuts across or finds a cutting Lang. Powell threw it into her, but it was tipped out of bounds. 36 seconds left, third quarter. 36 seconds left in the quarter, still 29-15. Cubettes with a 14-point lead. Lang has it now. Lang with a right-hand dribble, hands it off to Scheel, and Scheel is fouled. Scheel got fouled by Chambers. That'll be her first foul. And I believe we'll be shooting a 1-1 here. So Scheel with the front end hits it. So we give Hallie Scheel 6 on the night, 30-15. Cubettes maintaining their lead. 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Scheel's second free throw off the heel, not there. Rebound is controlled by Hill. Here comes Hill, working quickly the other way. Nice Euro step through traffic. Has it blocked away by Powell. Offensive rebound into the controlled by Mitchell. And Mitchell draws the foul. So they're going to go ahead and give Maxie the credit for drawing that foul. And just picked up her fourth foul on the other end of the floor. Or excuse me, that was Jade Powell that just picked up her fourth foul. Maxie's got three. Hits the first free throw, 30 to misses the first free throw, 30-15. Second free throw on the way. Got it. 30 to 17. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Here's Mathis with it across half court. Picture dribble up, trying to find somewhere to go with it, and a five-second call. So that's the problem when you cross half court, and that's a mistake that so many young players make. So I'm not going to fault Mathis by any means. It's just something that you do for some reason. Cross half court and pick the dribble up. You're giving the defense the advantage of using that half court line as a extra defender to trap you against it. 5 seconds left in the quarter now. Here's a post entry pass, left side of the block, and it's up and in. That one by Callaway, and that's how the third quarter comes to an end. As the desperation heave from 86 feet falls short, 30-19. Cubettes leading runner will settle it with 8 minutes left in the ballgame. Coming up next for the fourth on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Oh, okay. 30-19, your score. KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7. Some technical difficulties back in our downtown Burnham studio.
We're good now. Sorry, it was just for a brief moment.
Okay. We'll take a short break here, 30 seconds, and we'll be back for the fourth quarter. Actually, yeah, we'll keep it here as the teams are breaking the huddle, getting ready to settle this one. 30-19, your score. The Cubettes led in scoring tonight by, well, they've got a couple of great performances. Antiana Lang with 8 points for her. 6 points for Hallie Scheel. They've got McWilliams had 7 on the night. Cubettes opened both halves of basketball with 3-pointers. They haven't gone to the 3 very much tonight, but when they have, it has been successful. They've got 3 of them so far. 4th quarter underway, and a quick shot right out of the gate. Misfiring is Hill, and the Cubettes have the basketball. Over to Scheel right in front of her own bench on the right side of the floor. Comes back to the middle. Tried to dump it off for Lang. Had it poked away in traffic. And here's a home run ball up ahead the other way. An acrobatic layup attempt by Hill. Missed everything. And a foul on the play will send Hill to the line for a pair. .732 left in the ballgame. Second foul of the night on McWilliams. second free throw. Missed them both. Lang with the rebound. They're going to say that her toe was on the end line. So that's going to give a free possession to Rutter. Brenham's not paying attention out of the dead ball. Missed three. And Lang is able to track down the rebound. Now the Cubettes have the possession. Gaines will move it across half court. Punches it up ahead for Lang. Over to Scheel now. And Hallie Scheel will back it down. Cubettes got to take care of this basketball here. You got an 11-point lead. Don't be in too big of a hurry to score. And a foul with the body. They're going to call an offensive foul. A moving screen on McWilliams. They got it. It said she stuck her hip out. All right. 7:07 left in the fourth. 30-19. That's going to be the... Actually, they called the foul on Hancock. That's her fourth. So Hancock playing with a little bit of foul trouble. They're going to call a foul on the shot attempt by Hill. A lot of whistles in this second half so far. All three of them have been on the Cubettes. 30-19 still your score as Hill misses another free throw, third miss in a row. Second free throw on the way. Trying to cut into that 11-point deficit and not able to get the roll. Rebound controlled by the Cubettes. McWilliams rips it down up to Lang. Up ahead quickly to Hancock, who falls out of bounds. And the turnover. We'll give it right back over to Rutter. Brenham is not in a position right now to be taking it easy with the basketball. They've turned it over the last couple of possessions. Here's a quick three on the other end by Hill. That one missed long. Rebound controlled by Scheel. Now the senior point guard will set the offense up. Dribbles right in front of her own bench. Picks it up. Hands it off for Hancock. She'll put up a runner in traffic. It's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line for two. 6:32 left in this fourth quarter. We got a ways to go. Cubettes with a 30-19 advantage over Rutter. Trying to pick up their 17th dub of the season. First free throw on the way. Missed it off the heel. 6:32 left in the game. Substitution as Hill will leave the ball game. That'll bring Allen back in. Maxie out there as well with Mitchell for Rutter. At the free throw line is Hancock. Missed the second free throw. Scheel tried to battle for the rebound. Nearly was able to tie up Mitchell. But Rutter comes away with it. 6:25 left, fourth quarter. Here's a quick drive and a pull up from 12 feet. Missed that one by Smith. Rebound controlled by Hancock. Throws it up ahead for Scheel. Now Hallie drives back into the teeth of the defense. Gets it over to Mathis. Mathis with it now. Just to the left of the center circle as Scheel tried to rifle a pass into traffic. A tough pass. Had it picked off. 6 minutes left in the game. As that's Gaines running the floor. Getting back with a hustle on defense. Able to poke it out of bounds. Otherwise, Rutter's got an uncontested layup. And they got a single-digit lead. But Rutter does maintain the possession. 30-19, 6 minutes left in the game. And they'll throw it in for Mitchell. And Mitchell gets absolutely decked. That looked like a car accident. They're going to call her for a travel. That's probably the right call. She lowered the shoulder and tried to mow down Hallie Scheel. Man, that sounded like a car crash, too. Looks like everyone is okay. No foul was called. It was ended up being a travel. We have a timeout on the floor. With 5:53 to go in the game, 30-19, Brenham leads Rutter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KWHI.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
Well, a quick note for our friends in the eastern half of Washington County, a flash flood warning has been issued. That's going to affect our friends in Grimes County as well as the southeastern portion of Brazos County. That rain is not letting up, my friends, and there is a lot more lined up behind it. There is right now a big cell stretching all the way southwest towards Gonzales, pushing up through LaGrange, Round Top, into Brenham, into Navasota and College Station, and it looks like it's just parked. Yeah, our friends in LaGrange also in a flash flood warning as well. I tell you what, they say pray for rain, but I think y'all might have prayed too hard because there is a... We got our wish, my friends. So let's settle this one. 30-19 out of the timeout. 5:50 left in the game. Hallie Scheel gets it on the inbound. Cubs lead it by 11. Scheel with the right-hand dribble between the circles. Goes to the right of the circle now. Right in front of her own bench. Has the pass picked off by Maxie. What a great read by Maxie. She'll try to take it coast to coast, but there's Gaines again. Yasmin Gaines running the floor, not giving up on the play. She tracked it down from behind and poked it out of bounds. It stays with Rutter, though, out of the inbound. They'll throw it up top to Maxie, now into the hands of Turner. And picked off by Mathis for the Cubettes. Mathis has it at half court, and she gets fouled. They're going to call over and back, though. It looks like there's a lot of contact there, but they call over and back. The ref on the far side of the floor whistles for the over and back call. 30-19, still your score. 5:23 to go in the game. You can kind of feel business picking up a little bit here. As Chambers drives it inside, has her shot knocked away, but a foul called. They get Scheel with the reach in. That'll be the second on the senior. 6 points on the night for Scheel. And stepping up to the line will be Chambers. Hasn't scored yet tonight. Missed the first free throw. Tyasia Chambers, a 5-foot junior point guard. Second free throw on the way, missed it. Rebound controlled by Rutter momentarily. Then Maxie lost it out of bounds as the alert Lang was able to poke it away. Last touch by the Rangers, 5:09 left in the game, 30-19. Hallie Scheel's got it, gets a ball screen from Gaines, goes all the way with it, coast-to-coast to Lang, who runs the floor. Lang missed the layup, rebound controlled by Mitchell. 30-19, still your score. 4:53 to go in the game. Over to the right side for Turner. Turner wings pass over the left corner for Mitchell. Mitchell has it knocked away. Gaines comes away with a steal. Gaines has it poked away. There's Chambers with it. As Chambers tried to throw up a shot, she gets fouled. Tyasia Chambers will go back to the free throw line. Second foul on Gaines. The fourth quarter that just keeps on going, my friends. Chambers will step up to the line. Her team down 11. Missed her last two at the line. Missed the first one there. So now we got another stoppage here. The referee's got a message. Boy, I've never seen it take more than 2 minutes to shoot free throws in my life. 4:42 left in the fourth quarter. Chambers steps up to the line, gets her second shot up, puts it down. Maybe that's what she needed, a little break there. Wow, I'd be livid if I was at the free throw line. And they're out here stopping play. Like, hey, let's have a conversation. I'd be like, man, get out of my way. I got to shoot. 4:42 left in the game. 10-point lead for the Cubettes. We have a technical foul. That's what the conversation was. They got Chambers for a technical. I think they were just talking trash. 30-20. So Hallie Scheel will step up to shoot the technical free throw. So it'll be Scheel will shoot the free throw, and it should be Brenham Ball. Scheel's free throw. Got it. 11-point lead for the Cubettes, trying to get out of here with win number 17 on the season. Second free throw on the way for Scheel. Missed it. Hold up. What are we doing now? All right, so I'm very confused as to what we're doing. Okay, they're going to give Brenham the ball, but they're going to make him throw it in on the runner's side because of where the technical occurred, right? Makes sense. He'll walk back down, throw it in. Mathis with a home run ball. Throws up a prayer. Hail Mary. Scheel went up top to try to grab it. It was last touched by Rutter. No, they're going to say it's out on Brenham. Goodness gracious. I'll tell you what, Mathis has a nice arm on her. Laid that one up there. That was one of those... that was one of those Aaron Rodgers kind of moments. It fits in the green. 4:37 left, fourth quarter. 31-20 your score. Rutter has the basketball now as Turner has it over to Maxey, who drives in and puts it up and in off glass, absorbs the contact, and will get the free throw. Oh, that's the last thing you need to see if you're the Cubettes right now with 4:29 left in the game. Rutter now sees for the first time since the early part of the third quarter, which in real time feels like an hour ago, because it kind of was, or nearing that, a single-digit lead. Nothing will fire up a team more, especially when you're on the road. Free throw is in. Maxie's been balling out tonight. She's got 7 points. Gaines has it now, trying to get across half court. She's picked up by Smith. Trying to just dribble away from the crowd and take as much time off as possible, but she lost the handle and dribbles it into the backcourt. This kind of goes against a lot of my theories when it comes to basketball. But I almost would rather see teams, as Scheel is able to nearly come away with a pick and a turnover. It'll stay with Rutter. Ball goes out of bounds, but I don't know, it's one of those philosophical questions of you could either just sit on the ball and protect it and nurse your lead, or just keep your foot on the gas and just step on the other team's throat. And I don't know. I can tell you that it never fails. It seems like it never fails when you just keep your foot on the gas. Otherwise, there wouldn't be blowouts. Here's a three-point shot from the right wing by Turner. That's well short. And another foul, the 613th foul of this second half. The third of the night on Tiana Smith. Cubettes will throw it in. McWilliams back out there. It's been a hot minute since we've seen Carmen McWilliams, but she's back out on the floor. Gets the inbounds pass from Gaines. We'll take it across half, or trying to get it across half court. Spins back towards the baseline, takes it all the way inside, throws it up ahead quickly for Lang. Lang puts it up and in off glass! And Tiana Lang with the exclamation point. 3:44 to go, fourth quarter, back to a 10-point lead. Well, you need a bucket. Just find 12 in white. She's got 10. The only player either way with double-digit points tonight. In this absolute fist fight. Free throw on the way. Got it. Give her the old-fashioned three. Ling is having herself a night. 11 points. Some big plays on both ends of the floor. Death, taxes, and another foul. Got all the fouls tonight. I'd be curious if there's any fouls left over in this building for Friday night when the boys play. Tell Doug Brown that game's going to take about 16 minutes. They used up all their fouls in this one. .337 left in the game. Second free throw, or both free throws there go down for Allen. 34-25. Gaines has it and steps on the sideline. She got trapped right in front of the scorer's table. Cubettes turn it over. And they got Mitchell wide open underneath, but nobody saw her as the 2-3 kind of sunk up a little bit too far. And a travel was whistled as that was Maxie trying to muscle it up inside. Timeout on the floor. Cubettes will take the timeout, and we'll take it with them. 34-25. Brenham leads it by 9. 3:19 left in the game. This is Cubette Basketball and KWHI. Back in 60 seconds.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
3:19 left in the game, 34-25 coming out of the Cubette timeout. Brenham has the basketball. They'll try to set up a press break here with Hallie Shield throwing it in. Trying to set some screens. Shield will throw the home run ball, puts it up high for Lang. Lang's able to track it down. Oh, what a nice pass, but it's intercepted the other way by Chambers. Chambers at the right place at the right time. They'll throw it up ahead for Maxie. Her shot is short off the rim. Shield rips down the rebound. Now Hallie Shield trying to get it up ahead. Had it poked away momentarily, maintains her dribble, 34-25. 3 minutes left in the game as Powell gets the offensive rebound off the Shield miss. And that'll be free throws coming up for Lang, or for Powell. So you got Lang out there along with McWilliams, Shield, Gaines, and Powell. That's a fourth foul of the night on Smith for Rutter, so no points to go along with her four fouls. 34-25. First free throw all the way for Powell. Missed it short. Second free throw on the way. 34-25. Trying to get back to a 10-point lead for the Cubettes. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Maxie. Now Maxie will throw it to Mitchell. Mitchell over to the right side for Smith. Smith into the corner for Chambers. Now inside for Mitchell. Mitchell tries to turn and fire and travels with it. McWilliams tried to rip the ball away, causing Mitchell to take an extra step with it. And the Cubettes will take it over. 34-25. 2:46 left in the game. Shield has it. Has it poked away by Chambers. Gets it back. Now runs it up for Gaines. Gaines to Shield. Across half court. They do get across before the 10 seconds. 2:34 and counting fourth quarter. Shield with it. Boy, a bucket here almost kind of puts this one out of reach. Make him foul you and hit some free throws. Shield has it. Playing catch. Over to Powell. Powell dribbling into the corner with it. Now Powell will take it all the way inside. Stops, puts up a layup, and is fouled from behind. And that's a crucial one on on Mitchell. Are they going to get, if they get Mitchell, that's her first. If they get Smith, she's gone, and they're going to give it to Mitchell. Timeout on the floor. Free throws coming up for Powell. After this quick 30-second time, we'll take a 60-second timeout. 34-25, we're back to settle this one from Brenham High School. The Cubettes lead it by 9 on KWHI.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Steen Erickson alongside you tonight for this one between Brenham and Rudder. Two teams tied up in the district, both with 4-5 records. Cubettes trying to get back to 500 in the district to pick up their second consecutive win. Since they last snapped that four-game losing streak on Friday with that 33-29 victory over A&M Consolidated. This game looking a lot like that one. Just one of those good old-fashioned rock fights. Just grab the nearest thing and just throw it at you. A lot of defense in this one. 34-25, 2:16 left in the game. Powell at the free throw line for two shots. First one on the way, missed it long. So the Cubettes offensively, well, got to come down here and play some defense. They don't have anybody at the free throw line right now. They're thinking defense, of course, with that 9-point lead, trying to make a 10 as Powell at the line. Missed that one, too. So four straight misses at the line for the Cubettes that could loom large over the next 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Here's Turner with it. Turner to the top of the key for Smith. Back to Turner, trying to throw it in for Mitchell. Mitchell's open, but they don't throw it to her. Now they get her when she's finally covered. She turns and fires up the shot. Missed it short. Rebound by Powell. And Powell is going to be fouled 90 feet away from the cup. And I'll tell you, if you're a runner, that would be who you want to foul. So Powell will step up to the free throw line. She's got 2 points on the night. And if she can put these free throws in, they give her team an 11-point cushion with 1:57 left in the fourth. That's the fourth foul of the night on Maxie as well. So one more, she's gone. First free throw, got it. Big hit for Powell. Back to a 10-point game. 1:57 left in the game. Second free throw on the way. We'll let the home fans tell you the result. Got it. 11-point lead. 1:54 to go in the game. 4 points on the night for Powell. Ball tracked down into the corner by Maxie, playing with four fouls. Dumps it into the post for Mitchell. Her shot is short. Lang the rebound. Lang will throw it up ahead for Scheel. And the Cubettes can feel this one. McWilliams back to Scheel. They're going to play a little hot potato with it. They don't want to foul Scheel. She's automatic from the line. Gaines is automatic from the line. They don't want to foul her either. To McWilliams, these three right here playing hot potato with it. You don't want to foul any of them. And Rudder's going to try their hardest to not. They get it to Powell. They're going to foul somebody. They wanted to foul her, but Powell's got it in the corner. She throws it back over to Scheel. 69 seconds left in the game. McWilliams has it. To Gaines, to Scheel. And they're going to throw it inside for Lang, and she's going to get an easy deuce, and that's going to do it. And how fitting for it to be Lang to get the bucket to put this one on ice. 38-25. Give her 13 points on the night. Here's a deep three. Wide right. Rebound by Powell. Now to Scheel. And Hallie's going to be tied up on the deck with it. She does get it out somehow. And a tie-up will send it back over to the Cubettes. 30 seconds left in the game. And put this one on ice for the Cubettes. They're going to pick up their 17th win of the season. They'll improve to 5-5 in district play and move themselves one half game closer to getting into that playoff picture, depending on the outcome of the Magnolia game tonight. 29 seconds left now as Gaines has it across half court. She'll go with a right-hand dribble before she's fouled. 13-point lead. Couple of free throws here will do it. It'll be two shots on the way. We'll see who they get with a foul. I think it's going to be on Allen. Well, a nice night for this Brenham Cubette bunch. Antiana Lang with a game-high 13 points tonight on Youth Night. Sally Scheel gets a nice shout-out as she leaves the floor for the final time tonight. McWilliams gets a nice send-off as well as a couple of the younger players on this Cubette squad will find their way in for the last few seconds. Aliyah Wolf in there, a 5-foot senior. We'll get a couple of trips up and down the floor as Gaines puts up the first or the second free throw, missed it. 38-25. Allen's got it. Ball stolen away by Gaines, but it falls into the hands of Gibson for Rudder. And now Gaines is able to rip it away. 10 seconds left in the game, and that should do it. I would be surprised if they didn't get it across half court. They do, and that should do it with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're going to throw it up underneath, and Whitley tries to shoot it up and in. Does Janiyah Whitley, 5'10 junior, trying to get on the scoreboard tonight. She's got no points, trying to change that from the foul line with 2.2 seconds left. And that was the fifth foul on Kimora Maxey. She fouls out with 9 points. Played a great game tonight for Rudder. Kept her team in it. But it was too much Cubettes down the stretch as Whitley gets a nice ovation as she hits the first free throw. Trying to stretch the lead to 15 with this made free throw. 2.2 seconds left. Whitley's shot on the way. I missed it. So that'll do it tonight as Mitchell throws up a long ball from half court that falls short. The Cubettes win this one 39-25. We'll be back in 2 minutes for we'll go 60 seconds, and we'll be right back to wrap this one up. Your final score, 39-25. The Cubettes win it over Rudder. We'll be back after this.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Once again, your final score tonight, 39-25. The Cubettes pick up the win and move to 17-15 overall, 5-5 in district play. They were led in scoring on the night. Antiana Lang with 13 points, including the exclamation point, with under a minute to go, stretching that lead to 11. So this will conclude tonight's broadcast. Your next action for the Cubettes will be next Tuesday right here on KWHI. Other broadcast to be on the lookout for this week, Doug Brown will have Blinn Buccaneer men's basketball tomorrow night. In JUCO hoops action as Coastal Bend visits the Cruzy Center in Brenham. 6:45 pregame for that one. We'll tip off at 7 o'clock. The Brenham Cubs are in action Friday night against Lake Creek from right here at Brenham High School. 6:30 tip, 6:15 pregame with Doug. And the Blinn Buccaneer baseball team will open up their season this Saturday, taking on Temple College, 1 o'clock first pitch, pregame at 12:35 right here on AM 1280 and FM 101.7 KWHI. This is Dean Erickson saying so long one final time tonight from Brenham High School. Once again, 39-25, the Cubettes win it over Rudder. This has been High School Basketball on KWHI.